One way or the other doesn't really make much difference.
Seconds difference. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mayor Perkins. Trustee Chadwin.
Here.
Trustee Murphy.
Here.
Trustee Harvey.
Here.
Trustee Youngman.
Here.
Those on Zoom are just Steve and Tom?
Nope.
All right, you got the minutes from.
I make a motion.
January 18th.
I make a motion, we accept them as printed.
One second.
I second them.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Communications, I have a. Anybody county or state to pass along, and that's what I did, we see that forwarded an email. And the Turnstone Conference Day coming up in April.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're given the opportunity because Kevin was right here, and that's a good book to put through your free description to the day. And just like that, hopefully gain some knowledge in the area. The representative of that. Urgent business.
Urgent business.
We have a resolution here for the water project. Resolution setting status under figure and cleaning lead agency status, the village of Parrish, municipal water system. Whereas the village of Parrish, year and after, referred to as the village, proposing to cause two district one of a municipal water system to serve village residents, businesses, and institutions. And whereas the village of Parrish, village board must evaluate all proposed actions to have the purpose of its consideration that may affect the environment in light of the state environmental quality review act and the regulations promulgated there under. And whereas the involved agency has got terms defined N6A2 and NYCRR 617.2. They included the New York State Department of Health and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation. And the required environmental review will be conducted solely by the Village of Parrish Village Board. And whereas the Village of Parrish Village Board desires to serve and act as the lead agency for the purposes of CEQA. And whereas today the Village of Parrish Village Board is determining whether the action may have a significant impact on the environment. A full environmental assessment form, part one, dated February 15th, 2022, has been prepared, and a copy of which has been filed with the village clerk. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Village of Parrish Village Board that the Village of Parrish Village Board makes the following findings and determinations with respect to the proposed project. Project constitutes an type 1 action, as that term is defined in section 6.2, NYCRR section 617.2 and 617.11. The Village of Parrish Village Board desires service and agency for the purposes of procedure. And the village clerk shall cause the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and the New York State Department of Health as the other involved agency to be notified of this resolution. The resolution shall take effect immediately. Dated today, 2:15. We should have a roll call on that.
Trustee Chadwin.
Yeah.
Trustee Murphy.
Yep.
Trustee Harvey.
Yeah.
Trustee Youngman. Mayor Perkins.
Yes.
That's the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
daughter. Everybody else I know does.
So hopefully we'll be.
Most of the people. Don't know why.
All right, I make a motion now to go into executive session. We make a motion to adjourn this section or close this section, Paul?
Just make a motion.
Enter in, okay.
When you get done, you'll.
Come out.
Come out of the session.
You need a second on that?
All right.
Okay.
I second.
Thank you.
So what I'll do now is I'm going to pause the recording.
Right.
Uh-oh.
I'll let Tom know that.
Put it down in section where we're at.
Nice.
Recording is now underway.
Did Paul or did Tom log out?
I think Tom. And Michael. No, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Mike who?
Mike.
Oh, this one.
Well, now we have Steve, Tom, and Michael Byrne.
All right, continuing on then.
Did you put the motion on record about returning from executive session? You didn't do that when I came in or sent the recording.
We did do, I don't think, was it on recording? Do we need to do it such a?
Probably.
Yeah, I'll make a motion. We get out of the executive session and go back to the regular session.
I'll say that. Oh, yeah.
All right, continuing on, Mr. David Holt with us. So we all have Camden Group, Cam's with us, sewer report.
Let's see how you sound.
Yeah.
All right, well, can you hear me? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a couple of settabilities violations and we took care of it. We reported it. It was a 5-day notice type thing. However, I was a little worried with the plant, with the meltdown and the rain. It's okay, Paul?
Yep.
Okay. And today we're looking at the numbers. The numbers are great at the plant, so we're not really violating anything to speak of. However, we did those settabilities on the weekends, but we've taken precautions to, if there's going to be a higher flow, we'll just have to do a little treatment of the effluent area so that we don't violate. Other than that, I'm happy with the way the plant's running. Mike's got it running real well. We've got room this year, which is really good because we pumped all that stuff out and Egan came in and got rid of the two tanks. They were emptied out. So we have room. And so Mike's been able to adjust his wasting, which is we take the solids that we figure aren't any good, where the dead bugs, put them in the digester. And that keeps our numbers low. And we're looking for about, Ken likes 2,000. I like 3,000. So we argue about that all the time. So we're at about 2,700 right now. And I think everybody's happy. Any questions?
Are you feeling better?
Yes, I'm at about 95%. So I've been moving around, doing a lot of work, and eating a lot of fruit for some odd reason. But that's what they told me.
Very good, thank you. Any questions?
No, I make a motion we accept the report.
And while we're on with the Camden Group, if you look down on our unfinished business, we've got some sewer items that we're not going to bring up. And
you're going to bring that up now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just leave anyway so we can discuss these issues.
On your wastewater Camden Group thing there, now, what's the 15% annual fee?
Annual fee. It's an administrative fee on third-party billing. So let's say you bring somebody in to do, like, Shaver comes in, like, do the generator.
Right.
So that's our service fee to coordinate all that.
Oh, okay. And that's only 15% of
whatever the invoice is.
Oh.
So that's what I want. So 15% of the majority of this?
No. Has nothing to do with this.
Well, yeah, so it's 15% on if, okay, so Shavers, we'll just make this easy. Shavers sends us a bill for $100. It goes to us. We got to process it and all that stuff. We send it to you. It's $150. So it's $100 to us, $150.
In other words, he's talking about the third person.
Yeah, like a bookkeeping.
Exactly.
But I mean, I'm saying, if that's going to be on $100,000,
it ends up.
Yeah. So comparing it to the first.
Yeah, but some of this stuff is not, if they don't go over what they have on here, but that's not, this is using that a third party. This is using that.
Right. So, for example, to Neil's point, if we come out for a service call, like we do, there's nothing. It's our normal price. There's nothing on top of it.
So, could you give me an estimate of what portion of this breakdown would be the third party?
Probably none of this.
I did bookkeeping for a living, and if I made 15% on all the bills I cut for my clients, I'd be a multimillionaire. That would be a guy.
I don't think any of this stuff here.
Okay. So
I think the third party.
It's like a random thing here and there. That would work out. But that would kind of be I think that's what it comes down to in the prior contract and how much additional you have down to that 15%.
Yeah. So and we definitely would be paying additional. I mean, I would expect it probably to be in the neighborhood of $10,000 more with the pass-through.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's what. So basically, at this point, what we've been doing is you guys send like Asia and Kevin the bills.
No. So what happens is the bills come to you.
Okay.
And then you pay them.
So we pay them directly.
And you pay them directly.
Okay.
So what would happen now is that we would pay the bills, and then we would give you an accounting of what took place, what all the charges were, the service charges, everything, so that you then have that, and then we would code it so that Kevin could just pop it in his books. But now at this point, he doesn't have to worry about cutting the check and all that stuff. It's all
taken care of. All right. Yeah, so I'm going to say I think it's better to say for the first contract then. Because Kevin's going to be here working regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is going to be here anyway. Been working until now. But the aspect of that that's great, especially around budget time here, is kind of having that anticipated list that you how you work with Paige there, and you get more of a review of the historical, the build, and then kind of give us an idea of what we're looking at, coming this next fiscal year. So that is absolutely beneficial.
I got it.
So that we know how to plan budget.
Landscaping.
So that would be if you decided to go with this.
Yeah.
Right? If you decided to go this way, that would be inside the fence. We would take care of that.
Going down to the.
That would be additional. I actually just thought about that. I talked about it.
Okay.
And I hadn't thought about it until after I did all this. And I was like, oh, I didn't do the down to the fence. So it probably be what do you think? Like $300 a cut, something like that.
Yeah.
So probably add like six, seven.
Because all you gotta do is put the hedgehog on the back.
Yeah.
You just go down and come back as long as you don't get stuck, you're all
right. Right. You get stuck, that's the problem. So this concept was a concept so that you could just write us a check. And then we can take care of everything and give you a reporting and a breakdown.
One bill instead of 10.
And one bill instead of 10. So it was just a concept that we talked about.
Yeah.
And it's just like, let's look at it and see if we want to do it. And if we need to do that, or we can say, no, we're not interested in that. We're just going to do this.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I get it. Like, you'd have to pay, you guys would have to either hire another accounting person or pay, someone for more hours.
Right.
So, you gotta carry that cost over, but since if we didn't have them, they're gonna be working with it anyway.
Sure.
So I think as far as the cost aspect of it, but that listing is definitely like if we could kind of do that every
Yeah, we do that every year
before budget. That would be very helpful, I think. And maybe put an admin fee in with that. That's out of the normal kind of, you know. Awesome.
That was the only question that I had, really, because I was wondering if that meant you were going to do outside the fence.
No, that was just incentive.
Okay.
We're going to have to add a little money to go outside the fence.
So that's still to be hired out than the outside the fence?
Yes.
How often does that have to be done?
Probably twice a year. That's okay. All. Yeah. Okay.
All right, and now if there's no other questions, we'll jump down to H, where we're talking about the North Railroad pole barn sewer situation.
So you guys found the hookup item.
We found it across the street.
Yeah.
So that would require Tom.
Yeah.
The pole barn.
What do you need?
Is that a Forceman or is that a Gravity across the street?
I didn't hear that. You're muffled. Try it again. Is it a what?
The pole barn.
The pole barn.
North Railroad. Is that a Gravity across the street or a Forceman across the street?
Oh, at the pole barn.
Yes.
It goes. There's a grinder station there. That's what I thought he'd be going to.
Oh, into the grinder station.
Yeah, the judge's grinder station. There's a grinder.
On this side of the.
It's on the other side. On the other side of the road.
It's on the other side of the road. Okay.
Yeah. You got to go under the road. I don't know if we have to supply him a service line because he's in our district. Is it our obligation? The village's obligation to provide service line, which means we'd have to pay to get that pipe drilled under the road. Yeah. And that's probably about $5,000.
Right away.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then it's only just a pole barn, so it won't be a problem with the pump station.
So there's nothing on this side of the thing that we can hook to.
Nope. So we'd have to go across the street and punch into the grinder station.
We couldn't go up to the next house, and then
that would be really expensive.
Why is that?
Yeah, now you're talking distance.
Well, yeah, much of a distance.
Plus, we don't know exactly where the next house is. Correct.
Do they all go across the street too, Tom?
I believe that they combine and then do go across the street.
Yeah, but I mean, we have to go uphill, but
can't go uphill because
you can't pump it uphill.
Well,
he'd have to put a grinder pump.
Okay, then how about running it down?
That's a real long distance because everything again is on the other side of the road. So the cheapest, easiest way is to go right underneath the road and go into that. I mean, I know it doesn't sound the cheapest and easiest.
Well, that's right.
So the alternative is he has to put in a pump station.
Right.
Put that in the ground.
I'm just thinking because I know he's going to want some options. I don't know if he's got a boring machine. He may have a boring machine. If he has a boring machine,
he can just go underneath. And
so does each house on that side of the street go individually under the road?
Don't they go together, Tom, at some point?
I think they combine and then go right across the road.
So they kind of, he can't they go down
hill. Well, he's going to go
too far.
No, because I talked to the guy that was here before.
Right.
Tommy Race. And he says that two up on above, he thinks went under. And then the two down below, they went down to the corner and went under.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right before the thing.
Right.
So I don't know how far it is from there to there. In other words, what I'm saying is.
Right.
It's a long ways.
What's that?
It's a long ways from, if you're going to go back toward the bridge.
Yeah.
That's quite a distance.
And so remember.
Well, there's three houses in there that's hooked to that already. And right. I don't know how far that goes up.
On Tanner Drive.
Yeah.
Tanner Drive. Well, there's three houses this side of Tanner Drive.
Right.
I mean, on the other side of Tanner Drive.
Right.
There's no line those houses there got tied already, to them. That he can connect
no,
into.
It sounds expensive just to get a toilet in his barn.
Yeah.
But I mean, so he doesn't want the village to pay for that, right?
No, no, no.
He just wanted to know where it was. Yeah. And he didn't want to pay to find out. Right. Oh, okay.
He didn't want to risk hitting a sewer
yeah,
line
yeah,
and
yeah,
having to pay for
that. That's what I was thinking. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't miss a part where he wanted us to hear for the whole hookup itself.
You're now for both people.
But I still want to know why for months I kept bringing this up and you guys told me I was full of baloney.
I didn't
know.
No one
said that.
And then all of a sudden after we have the public outburst down there at the liquor store, all of a sudden, we're going to revisit it.
What else?
Yes, he does.
What else?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, see, the thing
I'm in the dark on that.
So to be honest, we have told this gentleman the same thing since day one.
Yeah.
You don't have a sewer main in front of your house. You've got to go across the street, or you got to go down, or you got to go up. And there's nothing cheap on any of that.
No.
You just
is there anywhere? Any way to do anything so that if there's future building on that North Railroad that would resolve this issue, or is everybody going to have to go through under the highway and be
depends on where they put the house.
So
I mean, there might be future building,
right? So we'd have to look at, honestly, we'd have to look at the elevations and probably have Ian make up a sketch to see what would work if we want to talk about having it future proofed, right? So that if we build this, then we could just pop these people in and it'll make life a lot easier. And what the cost of that would be.
Are there lots up there?
Yeah, there's a couple
lots. Well, you should be putting a main up through there, or a lateral up through there.
Can't visualize it because I drive around town.
So going forward, what has to be done?
Well, I would say what we've got to do right now is talk to Ian and see if it's feasible to do a main either way from that spot, so that if there are parcels that can be tied into in the future, you're already future proofed. So let's find that out. And then the cost of that,
if you're going to make this guy spend that money to go out there and all of a sudden his house is out there, then you put a main up to there, don't you think that's going to kind of piss him off? I spent all that money and guys did this anyways.
Right. So I mean, we should look at whether that's feasible.
Yeah.
And the cost of it, and then the board can determine if they want to build that main.
Careful everywhere I go.
So I'll send Ian an email.
That way you're only crossing the road once.
Right.
And then we'll talk to him about looking at that and the feasibility of doing that.
I figured I asked him for a signature.
We probably could propose that these are his alternatives. If you want to get it done now, this is what you can do. But this is the long plan. If you want to hang around and wait for this,
give us time to figure everything out.
Yeah. I think that would be.
So if he's in a hurry, then you can go ahead and we can go this direction.
Right.
Gives him some options too.
True.
So do we need to make to pursue that direction?
I mean, the house is right.
Seems like this is a lot. And then we'll have him put together a cost.
Yeah.
And so that might cost $1,000 for him to
make a commercial or something.
Former trustee was complaining.
We don't need a motion for that, do we?
Well, you probably should just give me a motion, approve me to go ahead.
Yeah.
Right.
I make a motion that we give Ken authority to look into it with
Ian.
That sounds good to me. I'll second it.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. I think it makes more sense if there's going to be future development.
Yeah.
Hey, out of curiosity, do we know what business the owner of the property is running in his barn?
Yeah. Construction.
Construction.
Construction. Construction. Oh, so it's a bathroom for his crew or whatever when they're
in. I think it's just when they're just in there working on equipment.
But he was talking about putting his office in there.
Oh, that's probably why.
That's why he wanted to make sure.
And he could do some of the work himself. He's got a
What's that?
He'll take care of it.
Other than the case.
Okay.
Maybe that too. I don't know.
He should be able to go to the right away.
Yeah, okay. All right. So maybe it wouldn't be quite as expensive considering his background.
All right. All right, letter I, Martin, garage sewer.
We're going way down there.
Yeah, we'll get these. So done
this is
on.
The 339.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tom.
Okay, where are we at? Okay.
Oh, no.
Yep, I got you.
Tom,
is that now? Was that Pete's garage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Neil, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Pete's garage has a lateral to it. I mean, I've got the lateral book that shows that there's a. We opened up the manhole there, and yeah. I don't know if I sent you the pictures. So I might have, but it shows that there's definitely stuff going into that. I mean, the pipe going in. They may not be using it, but. They're right there on the sewer line. We couldn't get in the building to see. And as far as I'm concerned, that sewer line is available and it's there for that property.
So he has to close that off. And
well, the local sewer law goes. And I've been trying to get. I thought I had a copy of it, but I'm pretty sure that it's like that corner lot that the village got that we had Sturtz. He blocked that sewer line off when he took the building down,
right.
which they had to do because there's no building.
Right.
In reality, that lot is still liable for sewer because it's available right there.
And it should be.
Okay. All right.
And the same thing with Pete's garage. I mean, it's the sewer's right there. They're in the sewer district. And I don't know. We'd have to look specifically into that local law. And I'm pretty sure. Knowing that most other local laws, they state that if you're in the sewer district, you are liable for sewer charges.
Yes.
Whether you hook up or not. Same with water. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Should be.
Just at the reduced rate or whatever, if you're not hooked up, right?
No, if it's not hooked up, he still has to pay the full bill.
Oh, okay.
He would have to have it capped off.
Oh, okay.
In order to get capped off, then
you.
Yeah, because see, this building next door doesn't have it. Wasn't even a line going through to the building. Because, down there, he's got one going to the building. So,
all right. Gotcha.
And in this instance, when we say cap off, we mean filled with cement.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So that it can,
so we can right. just go back and open it back up.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Gotcha.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. No,
I didn't know. Okay. I didn't know that.
Okay. Does he have to request that of you?
No, he has to do it, and then we can then call us, and we come inspect it.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
Because I know when I did the property that I bought next on me, mm-hmm. I know all I did was cap it off.
Yeah, but you're just an open lot.
It was just an open lot.
This is in a building, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's why.
Sometimes my brain goes backwards. What do you mean combined?
But that's still a sellable lot if you want to sell it. Yeah. It's still buildable.
Okay.
All right. If there's anything more for the Camden Group while they're Ken and Tom are here, if not, we can move on then.
Okay.
We can move on.
Very good. And we motioned to accept the report already, and that's been done.
Yes. Oh, yes, I did.
Okay. All right, our building inspector, code officer. Let's see, you've got his report here. January 3 new building permits were issued, 1 zoning permit was issued, 7 permits were closed out, 9 building inspections performed, 3 violations were issued, 8 fire inspections completed. 2 re-inspections were done. I have contacted the health department in D.C. regarding the property at 308 West Main. I also sent the owner a final order to remedy this property and a nuisance property. I have been busy calling and setting up final inspection to close out permits. For the 2022 year, January, I attended the town and village monthly meetings and addressed several call and complaints. Find more tenant issues, and I also spoken with the owner of 234 County Route 22 regarding this violation on the property and what needs to be done to correct them. He will be correcting them. I've had several office meetings with owners looking to build, and I also perform permits pending planning board reviews. I'm working with Williams & Mott upgrade software and also the property list. Revenues for month of January, building permits $629, William Hennecker. All right, and we've got your pages attached. violations.
Camping vehicles outside the camp. And then the accumulation of garbage. What was it? White car? Yeah, the condemned door. No, there's no one living there, right?
That's condemned.
Oh, the garbage.
But you talking about that one, or you talking about the one, you know, Weicker owns?
Is one on east side and one on west side?
One on the west side?
Yeah. One down there.
West side of town, building and east side.
Well, I knew that. He almost had 7 buildings that he's trying to get.
Okay. All right, questions? If not, is there a motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept it. Accept the report. Thank you.
Jackie, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, that was the building inspector.
Yeah, it's kind of like we here for the town leasing department.
Do you want to do that now, Jackie? Pardon? LJ has to step out, but he'd like to be here for the lease.
Oh, all right. Okay, which okay, town.
Sorry about that.
That's agreement. No, okay. That's not a problem.
Well, what we got to do?
We're going to both letter out. Thanks, Ken.
Good night. Thank you.
You too, thanks.
Watch out for the snowball. Watch out for the snowball. I got a guy out there with a snowball going to throw it at you.
To accommodate for LJ, he's giving of his time, but we have to kind of accommodate him with his schedule. So we're going to go with the letter F. This is why we're kind of jumping around.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hopefully it's okay with everybody.
Pressure training tonight.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. All okay.
Right. We appreciate you being on the board and giving us your time. So we'll accommodate
I'll be here next Monday to the workshop.
Okay.
So. Good. Oh, speaking of which, sorry, real quick so I don't forget.
We don't have it next Monday, right?
Which, the life hack was the one that you were recommending? Because are we deciding which one of the AEDs?
We're discussing it.
So this is what the fire company uses.
That's what right. Okay. All right. Yep. I figure he'd be the expert on that as far as we go.
Okay. Let's, okay. Now, town lease agreement. Town lease
agreement. All right. They got our feedback about the keys and all are not in agreement. Right. So they have decided they will go on a month-to-month lease. Process so they will pay monthly for their tenancy.
And what was that?
Not
signed
the lease.
Yeah. Okay, so what did we charge them for the whole annual?
$20,500. That's what they were paying, agreed with on the lease.
And they want to go monthly now, right?
Right.
The same, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out right now what it would be.
Now, while you're doing that, Steve, you sent an email today about the keys.
Yes, it seems that is the big sticking issue. I'm kind of wondering, is there some alternative? Just, you know, us lawyers, we try to find a way to settle things. I'm just wondering, does it make sense to just, with how much animosity is being caused by the keys, is there a lesser restrictive option that we can do?
Well, here's my restrictive option. One of the guys is a snowbird. He's not even here all year. Another one of the council people are here every day, just about. You can drive by and see his vehicle. There's only one person that needs a key. And I live down a block. If you give her my phone number, she can call me. I'll come down and unlock the building and she can get her mail.
I do have one option that could potentially just create a compromise here is a mailbox outside the building.
No.
That way, if there's future village trustees who want a box, because they don't have, you know, we don't have keys either. Mm-hmm. If they want to be able to get to their mail and can't come in, then we could provide them with boxes as well as all the town councilors outside.
That's going to cost a lot of money.
That's going to cost
$20,000.
The only other option that I can think of is we get rid of the keys and go to the farm,
I mean, if it's not about access.
But what difference does that make? The same You're situation. Still giving them access right. to the building.
But they will log them in.
We have cameras.
Yeah, so we look at the camera and see who come in.
Right. I mean, I guess my main concern is
you have access.
Sorry, Neil. How about you go after you after Neil's done? I want to go.
But what I'm saying is that'd be the only other option I can see.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it would eliminate the issue of having to get a new key or a new lock.
Other than putting them outside.
And then I mean, because that I mean, if they just want their mail, put them out by it's a one-time cost.
Right. Yeah, but
you drop $2,000 and then you don't have to deal with this anymore.
The judges, the court, if they needed it.
Yeah, you could get a 16. I looked up a whole bunch of
the judges already got one out there.
Yeah.
Which right next
which
to the door.
Right.
But if you put the other ones out there, okay, you're gonna have to get keys for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they'll come with keys. Yeah.
I guess my main concern is what's the harm?
You have a security camera out there?
Yes, there's two.
Okay, how are they pointing?
Crossways across the middle of the sidewalk.
So get just put on the side of the
sidewalk. So if somebody walked over to the mailboxes, it would
be
caught.
They'd be
visible.
In the camera. Okay, good, good. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just think we definitely want to lose
give them
a tenant here, unless we know somebody.
We've only decided five times, and the tenant doesn't want to accept it. How many times does the landlord go back and rehash their?
I don't think.
Yeah. But would they move the monthly? Monthly if they find an office somewhere else?
I don't think we should have.
We don't want to go down that road. I feel.
Would you say
outside? I don't think we should put them outside. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that either. So.
Well, I mean, what other option do we have at this point? You either give them keys or.
You either give them keys or you don't.
Or you don't. But if they.
I mean, the only thing they can get into is the lobby area, and they could walk down here, and into the gym.
Yeah.
All the offices are locked.
Yeah.
And there's cameras everywhere.
And if they lose a key, they're responsible.
They can't even get down.
Usually that is locked.
You could do that.
Well, usually that's locked because we have people that go into the gym.
So I mean, I feel like from the gym you can't get in this room.
That door's locked. The gate is locked.
Right. So
worst thing is getting into the bathroom.
Our lease also has a written agreement which specifically says
if any of the village town people loses their keys. The town's going to have to pay for the news.
They already have to.
I didn't finish.
Sorry, Neil.
Offer to pay for the new keys plus a new lock.
Yes, that is in there.
That's in the new lease.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, you only get handed one key. That's after that, you pay for it.
Yeah.
That's in
exactly. The cost of replacing and the cost for any remedies.
You pay for every key to be replaced and you pay for the lock to be replaced.
One
are you guys not hearing me?
Locks is now accessible.
With a key fob, you just program it.
Yeah.
Reprogram or deprogram them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that'd
before
be the better.
Maybe we should look into that.
The fire company uses it.
Yeah. But that's what the VFW uses.
Then there's no issues. I get new keys. Don't worry about who's got
it clicks in, the president knows.
Nice.
She can get on the computer and see who came in and what time.
That way, if they're wearing a ski mask to evade the camera,
it's a new system.
We know who
was
used at least.
But we had to do two doors. You guys would only have to do one door.
If we had the cameras and we know who has a key, or we really have a
range. I could get that price for you, but
that'd be a good idea to look into.
Yeah, remember, we had two doors.
Before we even go in. Yeah.
You'd only need
just the one,
And that's through Volume Multiplex.
Before we go and buy all the key copies.
Yeah,
can you guys hear me now?
Yeah. Now we can.
All right. Thank God. I've been screeching over here like a cheerleader. So sorry about that. All right. So what I was trying, so hopefully I can shed some light on some of this. Our lease already has a element built in, which says that if anything were to happen to the key, not only would the town be responsible, the lessee in this case, would be responsible for replacing the cost of the key, it would also be responsible for replacing any sort of remedies that would be required by the loss of a key, such as relocking the whole place. They are required. We get a work order. It's right in the lease where it says you get a work order and you submit it right to them. So not only if they lose a key, they have to pay for the whole relocking because suddenly our room's not safe. They're on the hook for that. That's part of the lease. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I know that's one of our main fears. The other thing is we do have the cameras and we know who has keys. So even if someone shows up in a ski mask, it's going to be pretty easy to find out who it is.
Small
There's only so many. So I'm not sure if we need to go to the full element. So I just am concerned about the cost of going into the keypad system when we've already got everything kind of built in for the keys, in that all we have to do is just go down to Home Depot, get a couple of copies of keys for $3 each or something like that.
No, you can't get that at Home Depot.
The keys are about $20,
$25. Okay. Make them pay for it then and say, okay, we will happily reissue new keys, $25 a piece, and we're good to go, people.
Because there's only one or two companies that can do these keys.
Okay, excellent. Even better. We just tell them the cost. We say, if you would like access to this mailbox, we are happy to give it. Here's the price of the keys. Once we have...
What about the lost key, though? Do we replace the lock every time?
They would. You have to.
They would, because otherwise, yeah. Who could find it? You know, you find it.
Well, that was one of the problems.
A bunch of kids here on the weekend.
Well, that's one of the problems that we had before.
Yeah.
We had, let's say, 50 keys. Okay. Well, we can only count it for 25.
Now, the key's only for the main door, right?
Yeah. Correct. The entry
okay,
door.
Okay, good. So that's perfect. So all we need to do is give them access to the entryway door key. They have very limited access. They don't have access to any of the offices.
Right.
And
right.
Honestly, it's not a huge security risk. Honestly, it was a more security risk a couple of years ago than it was now. So I think that in the interest of keeping a tenant happy, that being said, month to month, they'd still be paying the exact same amount. That's how a month to month tenancy works. And they'd still be going under the exact same terms of our old lease, because we had kind of a built-in structure that we had where if someone did not agree to the lease, it would then roll over like a budget system, which is what we had to do when we were having more trouble last time. But I legally think that there is my concern is that there's an argument for quiet enjoyment having access to the premises. That being said, after hours, it's not a legal thing. I just think it'd be nice to do a little olive branch and hopefully calm down some tensions, because everyone seems to be getting a little bit too hot in the collar for this one.
Well, this tension could lead into the water project, and we got to stay in a working relationship with the town with the water project if we plan on doing anything.
Is that how they're going to hold us hostage with that?
What are we going to get into?
Yeah.
Well, that's about the same thing as they did before, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. So
yeah, I told them I think village trustee, and I don't have a key to it, nor do I need one.
Right.
Nor do I want one.
And I don't need one. I'm not going to get one, because if I do,
you gotta grease the palms and keep them happy, give and take or whatever.
I don't understand it myself. I mean, like you said, there's always somebody here, but
yeah,
they're just stomping their feet and
maybe it's more just a validation. They just want to have that, and they can't get over it for some reason.
Okay, so I agree.
Clear path going forward, please.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we give them the keys with the new contract. Stated it in there that if keys are gone, lost, they're going to have to pay for all the keys and the new lock.
All the keys too, for every, because
yes,
they're replacing all the keys.
As of right now, that's 17 keys, 17. Not including the three new ones that have to be made. So it'd be a
now, are they gonna pay for the new ones?
Well, yeah, they're gonna pay for the
yeah, put that in there
too. Oh, and pay for the new
ones. They'd have to pay for a complete relocking, which includes a reissuing of all existing keys.
What we're talking about right now,
we're talking about the keys to give them now.
The keys that we're giving them now.
They had already agreed to pay for the keys. Okay. They did that at the joint board meeting.
Okay.
Okay. As long as we agree to, I think it still should be in there though.
Yeah. Yep. Put it in here.
Easy fix. Happy to add it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
We need a motion for second.
I'll second it.
You were talking about yearly or monthly, right?
Well,
they want that in there.
They may go give them a thing now, but
yeah.
Oh, wait, is that what they did before? I mean, the lease was a one
no,
lump
they
sum.
Pay,
one
they
lump
pay,
sum.
No, they pay half year, a half each,
okay,
half of the year.
Maybe this will make them happy. Yeah, when time value of money, we want
to. I'm sure they'll talk about it tomorrow night. Yeah. I'll be there tomorrow night. So.
Yeah, well, hopefully this isn't a gateway.
So you want that? If they do by monthly, pay every month.
Right now, that's what they've decided.
That's what they want to do. They want to get a key. Maybe if they get the keys.
They may change their mind tomorrow.
Well, okay, no. That would be part of the negotiation.
Okay. So.
And it will be 1,262 dollars. I raised it up.
You raised that.
For monthly rate.
1,262.
Mm-hmm.
That can't be right at all.
No. Why not?
No, we can't. I don't think we can change the lease right now.
He raised it like $200.
Disregard that.
Oh, well, we can't raise the lease.
That's a different meeting.
I can't hear him.
No, a month-to-month tenancy, it's basically a default on a lease, meaning an individual has an existing lease, but even though they refuse to sign it, they have still continued to pay. It's considered a holdover. So because it's a holdover, they're under the same terms and conditions of the last time.
Of the last contract.
So you, for any sort of modification in terms of the amount of money, we would still need to provide advance notice.
Well, yeah, well, they won't be paying this until, well, let me see. Next January anyway, because their budget meeting, their budget season goes from January to December, and ours goes from June to July.
So they already paid in full for last?
They paid half. Paid half for the first half of this year yet. They were just billed for the first 2 months of the year at the current rate.
Probably on their vouchers.
It is on their vouchers for tomorrow. And maybe a moot point, if we follow through with your motion and take a roll call vote, then if they get their keys, then they can finish paying out the way it normally goes.
Until next year when they start the new... We do the thing, but we'll do it in their January, their fiscal year.
Yeah.
Can we do that, Steve?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Trustee Chatterton.
Yes.
Trustee Murphy.
Yep.
Trustee Harvey.
Yes.
Trustee Youngman.
Yes.
Mayor Perkins.
Okay.
Yep. She extended, did she? Okay.
Get resolution to and get done.
Yeah, absolutely.
I apologize to him to take off.
Well, that's all right. No, we understand.
Thank you for being here.
Right.
We understand.
Monday night remote meeting, though.
No, not this workshop? Monday.
Oh.
No workshop.
And okay. The next Monday will be at the key bank.
Okay. Next
Monday. Monday's a holiday.
How come we're going to Key Bank? Is there chairs and heat in there?
No, yes. We're going to stand around.
There is chairs and heat in there.
Yeah. Oh, so I can get a look. I haven't never been in there.
All right. Yep. Smell better than I did last time we were in there.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Now.
Okay. All right.
Back to Paul then, right?
Yep. Paul.
Back around me.
Yeah.
Finally.
I watched a chess game where all the pieces were moving in all different directions.
Yeah, well, I don't like them doing that, but I understand why they did. Yeah.
Happy to be able to report
what
everybody's doing.
You know what's amazing? I got to shut my
mouth. Why?
I like
hearing you. Okay.
Yeah. You got my report in front of you. I have a couple things to report and at least one thing to add to it. The Tug Hill Commission webinar on knowledge transfer has now been established, and I gave you a copy of the flyer on that. It's for Tuesday, February 28th at 6 p.m. via Zoom, and you can pre-register via that link that I gave you. The actual link is a lot longer than that, but if you get the Tug Hill Times, there's a clickable link in the Tug Hill Times for the flyer, but this is a tiny URL version of it, which is easier to type in.
Paul, quickly, I wanted to know, I no longer get the Tug Hill Times via email.
You don't? No,
did that change somehow?
I will have to check on that. Okay,
thank you. Are you getting it? Okay.
Before I leave, then you should still be getting
it. I have been, but the last few months I haven't, so.
That's weird. Well, we'll double check to make sure that we have the right, email on the file for you. So we'll resolve that after the email. And also, I should mention that
As with our other webinars, we typically record these and we post them to the YouTube Tug Hill channel on YouTube. So if you go to YouTube and search on Tug Hill channel, you should get all our webinars that we've got recorded. Want to mention that following my assisting village in ordering spare cartridges for the mayor's color laser multifunction center, I checked with the mayor recently. I was meeting with a supervisor, and as I frequently do, I poked my head in the door to say hi to the mayor, and I took a look at the laser while I was there and checked the level of the cartridges, and they were low, and we have the spares on hand in anticipation of that, so I changed them out, and so we should be good for quite a while because these were the color cartridges. We replaced the black and white one earlier, and the color cartridges don't get nearly the use that the black cartridge does, of course, since most of the things you print are just black and white. So we'll monitor that as we go ahead in the future and make sure that we get more cartridges on hand before we get low on anything. But that should be a while away. And I see the mayor pretty regularly, so. And while I was at it, I also shared information about that to Tasia so she'd know what it was that I ordered. And because I don't know if the invoice that you got that you paid has that level of detail, but mm-hmm. And we talked about how you monitor it. And so
yeah,
it's good to have multiple people know these things for future reference. And the thing that I didn't know, well, actually two things. First is I noticed you were low on the Tug Hill Recreation Guide, so I got you some more copies of that. Thank to you. Distribute to the public.
Those have been popular.
So, yeah, they have been. They're popular wherever I go. I didn't realize until I sat down, I was thinking, oh, I think I'm forgetting something, and I remember what it was.
Uh-oh.
It was a wastewater treatment plant computer. At the last village board meeting, the preceding Friday, I had done some of the prep work for doing that transfer, but I hadn't actually done it yet. I finished it the day after your village board meeting in January, so it was Thursday the 19th. And by the way, that should be February 15th, not the 18th. That was the carryover from the last one I did. So yeah, I completed the transfer of files and functions from the old to the new wastewater treatment plant computer. And from what Ken says, they're happy.
Is that the old one still there?
The old one is upstairs.
We did get it upstairs. Yes. Okay. I could not remember, so I wanted
to. Yeah, it is upstairs on the shelf.
It's slacking.
Yeah. It's useful potentially as a spare if something did happen. But it's an older computer and we're replacing it because it's slow, so there really isn't an awful lot of usefulness to it, but it's better than no computer at all if something happened and we needed to use it. So so yes, that computer is upstairs, and that's all I have for you for tonight, other than to remind you about the local government conference coming up, which I think the mayor already mentioned about getting registration in at the end of the month, and Parish Village being able to send Tasia for free because Salmon Rivers as a group co-sponsors the conference. And along with that, we get one free attendee. And we tend to offer that either to the chair of the COG or the fiscal agent of the COG, and you're the fiscal agent. So get a benefit out of it.
Looking forward to it.
I'm making a motion that we accept Paul's report.
We just have a question for you. We're doing our budget, and we have the line for the grant writer. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a grant writer that will help us out with that kind of stuff, or how does that work?
There are times we can help with grants. We don't do it with every possible thing because some grants are more complicated than others, and some it's really useful to use a dedicated grant writer that knows things really deeply and all the ins and outs, but we do work with grants. So I wouldn't say you could cut that out and say just use Tug Hill because I don't think we could say that we can do 100% of your grant money, but we're always happy to help when we can, and never hesitate to ask because I'll give you an example. I think we work with villages and towns more frequently on the records management grants that we've helped, and actually we helped Parish with that
joint. Yes, I remember that.
Town and the village years ago.
And maybe we can have someone because I don't know what I did last year, but they didn't give us a dime.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy to talk to you about it further, and I can either revert to Tug Hill, they may be able to help, or if not, you can take a look in other places.
Alrighty.
We're always happy to help when we can.
So they do have the knowledge for that kind of thing that you were applying, the grant you were applying for, Jackie?
Yeah, I would think they were.
What grant was that?
That was for supplies, like we asked for shelving and.
Oh, so records management.
Records management.
Yeah, that's something you're interested in. So
that
Yeah.
What about that one about your software? Can they? Would that be something?
That's the same grant.
Okay. Records management again, but we can talk to Tug Hill and see what. How they're set up and what they're committed to now in terms of transfer. And the other thing is we were really limited in terms of staff time on that.
Right, that's understandable.
So sometimes we would like to, but we can't because our staff is already committed.
If I had a snag, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing to keep in mind. Even if we're not on the lead on it, we may be able to help you.
Right.
It,
yeah. So. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. Never hesitate to call. We're always happy to hear from you and always happy to be of any help we can be.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
all
right, you need to start over, please.
I make a motion. We accept.
I second that motion.
Thank you. Okay. You moved too fast for Jackie. You got to give her a minute.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
All right. Let's see. Unfinished business.
He's just a
okay, we've got the EV information. We're about ready to progress.
EV,
charging stations.
So we officially got our National Grid account set up for that. Currently, the contractor is working with National Grid to set up a date to come out to the site and figure out how they're going to pull the power. And once they do that, then they can
let me know when that date is.
Yeah. As soon as I know, you'll know.
Keep an eye on National Grid.
Well, no, I want to know that they're going to.
The way it had been discussed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That will be a good achievement if we can get
that. Yeah, absolutely. Moving on up.
All right. C is the CARP status. They had a meeting and. Met to discuss, and now they'll be meeting again on
another one next month.
Yeah, on the 22nd. So hopefully there'll be some input and fresh ideas as to what can be incorporated into the community agenda. Let's see, KeyBank. Quote for the water pump.
Okay, so KeyBank, we got the quote from Precision Plumbing to replace the shallow well pump. That is $945. That includes all parts and labor. And that, as of right now, Leon is kind of working on other things, but he cannot complete the plumbing without the well pump put in.
Yeah, the Gould pumps are expensive, but they're really good. So,
what kind of pump is he putting in?
Gould pump.
The Gould pump.
Yeah, I had a different.
I know Gould pumps are good.
Yeah, my pump guy was all like, "Shit it on with this."
Because we used to make them. We used to make parts for them, I should say.
So that's good. Keep the bank nice and dry.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I make a motion that. We accept his bid.
Okay.
Jackie seconded that one. Sorry, I'm always cutting people off on the second.
Which one of you wants to be on record? Young man.
She said it first. Okay. Either way, it doesn't
matter. Okay.
We're all in favor of the.
It's a necessity, so in order to get the job done,
yeah.
Need it. All right, night class. Kevin's moved down to the fire hall. We need a language as to where we want to go with this. Do we want to pursue it?
What's that one for now?
Oh, that was the other account. It sounded.
I thought we should do it only because then they said it does save the taxpayers money. That's what that was our big thing.
I think that's more of a sales gimmick. Right? So? I mean, because the rates are just really low.
Okay.
From what I saw, I mean, I'd have to dig a lot deeper.
We'll just put a question mark on that.
I could look into it a little bit.
They're currently paying over 4%.
The New York class.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not what.
That's what the website says.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin had a brochure last time.
Right, but that changes every week. Okay. We get an update every week.
All right, let me, yeah, I'm definitely going to look into that more because I'm actually working on looking into the high yield savings Pathfinder doesn't have. They don't have that option, but I'm going to look into other banks that would provide something like that to a municipality because it might be different. There might be banks that don't deal with that. A personal only, this one has to be a municipal account. And I know rates, if it's 4% right now, that's pretty comparable. That's comparable to the high yield savings rates. So I'll add that to.
All right. Okay.
We want to
table
it
till next month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. The least we've discussed AD pricing. I think we found that Zoll was not going to be the one we want to go with because of. Well, the workability, but Stryker was the one that the fire company is with.
I think we're going with this one.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounded pretty good because it has the infant and everything is all.
They both are adult and pediatric.
Okay.
However, this one does work with the Life Pack, works with the fire department system. It's much more user friendly.
Nice. But it is not compatible with
McPhee's
equipment, but I don't care.
The ambulance service,
right?
Yeah. Gotcha. So I mean, they've got their own probably in.
Well, anyway. They probably got an older model. Yeah.
The fact that all the firefighters are being there, be around town, they might be able to intervene and help. And being that they're familiar with it, I mean,
right. Well, and LJ said earlier,
and he's good. It's a reliable one.
Right? Yeah, LJ said all three chiefs have them in their vehicles. Nice. They're usually one of them is usually the
and
first time.
And they got them there, and they got them in every vehicle.
Yeah.
And all their fire trucks too.
Right. And Stryker confirmed we only need one for the building because we can get to it from any point within the time frame. And then they will also provide training. I mean, you pretty much plug it in, it tells you what to do, but they are willing to, we can have our ball coaches, anybody from the board, anybody from the community that may use the building. The town, anybody can come and they'll do virtual training.
That'd be good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely more expensive, but I feel like something like that, you don't want
Right.
When lives are on the line.
That's this one right here.
And the fact that I think the firehouse is really close and then for the firefighters.
25 12.
Yes, that's the one.
So they.
I make a motion.
They're using it. I second that motion.
Well, I made it, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. I'm even cutting the motion off.
I make a motion that we buy the what's the name of it? Stryker.
Stryker Life Pack.
Stryker Life Pack.
Yes.
Okay.
I second that motion.
All right, all in favor. Okay, this is a up and coming necessity and probably passed, but at least we'll have it available.
We've been talking about it for years.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, we didn't have any other than Zoll.
No others
for Zoll was more like the little one, okay. And they're much harder to work with.
We're on to new business,
yep. Record management. Oh, sorry, Jake.
Well, this be on our new business,
okay. Our records management update, ABS quote for server. Those papers in front of you.
Yes. We're trying to get a grant for
that.
Yes,
we are. Yes. Okay. Which one is this
now? Okay. That's so this one I have questions about. Which I think this is a great idea. We absolutely have to go digital. This is a necessity. The only thing I'm concerned with is the equipment build out, because I used to do IT. The equipment build out looks great. I mean, the Synology, I mean, they've got backups on top of backups here, essentially. Mm-hmm. The server is a good system. Everything looks great on the hardware end. Now it's just the labor, which is what they call onboard and setup. I'm just wondering what their hourly rate is, because it's a little time consuming, but it's not like a, they're not going to be here for a week or whatever.
Right.
It's something that a proficient IT person should be able to set up and, essentially in a day, because they could do a lot of remote. Once they install the equipment, they could just remote in to finish all the setup, and they just have to kind of, basically there's already all the computers already connected to network to internet. And so they're all running right now to the router, to the modem and router setup in the building. Now they're just going to connect all that, all those lines into the server setup. And then everything's going to go through server. It's going to go with security and, you know, the server, you know, space and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the going rate in like Cicero Syracuse area and all around, I mean, if okay, multiple clients and they all have IT people, so it's between like 95 and 125 an hour.
Yeah, but that's for emergency coming down.
Well, no, this is just their initial onboarding itself. This is just to install it all, set it all up, link all the computers to
I
the
thought
server.
That was in this. I thought that
no,
was.
No, that's, yeah, most of it is, most of their thing. I'm on the back page.
Yeah, that's, a, that's where I am.
Yeah, no, so most of this is all about future service. I mean, which, you know, which, and they are very comprehensive. They do the emergency service and not everybody offers that. But as far as just the installation, that's what this last page is all about. Just the cost of the hardware and then their labor to set it up. And I mean,
okay,
I have a
they
hard
have
time seeing it be 26 hours to set up. So I'm thinking the rate is really high.
36 hours. 36? No, that's 36 months.
That's that, yeah, that's right, both. Those are add-on. That's the.
Okay.
Got it.
Something to that. Sure. The cost doesn't end when you set it up. There's an ongoing.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're going to maintenance.
Investment of maintenance after
yeah.
that, so you definitely. Yeah.
$201.
We got to establish.
That is not.
Oh no, no, no.
Oh no, that's not what.
That's
that
if we don't do a one-time purchase. They will rent. They'll rent to own kind of the hardware.
Okay.
They'll
that's not the question.
The recurring yeah. network care is $488 a month.
$488
too, so okay. I'm curious. Yeah, I'd like to absolutely maybe I should reach out to them and find out like what
they will come out to the next board meeting okay. and give okay. a presentation. All right.
$488.
Because I'm thinking from the looks of it, they're charging hundreds of dollars an hour. But I mean, I could help like maybe reach out to some of the IT people that my clients deal with and maybe see if they'll work up another quote or whatever. But yeah, I think for something like this, yeah. I feel like we should absolutely get it. Because some of these IT people, they know that other people don't know the logistics of it all and how much stuff's at, like how much it really takes to do something like this. And then they go in really, really high. And plus they're in Watertown too. Did they reach out to you or?
We already have a contract with them for our copier. Oh, and that's why we reached out to them initially.
Okay.
All right,
so we are,
and I needed a quote in order to do the grant funding.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you and that's already submitted, right?
No. It doesn't get submitted till April.
Okay. All right. So I'll try to make this a priority then. I'll reach out and maybe get some more quotes or
that's fine.
I think that's a great idea.
Yep. All right, cool.
That's very cool. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
One other thought. I don't know whether this will apply or not, especially given the current somewhat cool relations between the town and the village. But this is something that the town could benefit from as well as the village.
Absolutely.
And when brought up, they refused to even listen to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They don't want
maybe
change.
Just because of the key. Maybe once we get past this key stuff, maybe we. I mean, I would. Do you, is there a deadline for this grant? Because
so
we don't want to.
There is a deadline for
we
the
don't
grant.
Want to compromise that.
However, it can be brought up at the joint board meeting in March.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, joint board meeting in March.
That would be a good idea because it doesn't cost much more to administer a server for the town and the village.
Yeah,
just the village.
Just adding a handful of more computers.
And that cuts your cost in half.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's such a good idea. Why don't they want it?
It's weird that they don't.
I think most of it is because they are not. They don't know what's involved. So that was the whole point. Like I can have these guys come out to the joint board meeting, present it all. You can have your other quotes put together.
I would hold off on it because we don't want to get them more involved if they're really charging a lot. I mean, I could try to do that soon, like get a quote because if they're way higher, like
But the gentleman coming out is educating on what the system is about, not the pricing. He's here to educate people understand what.
If someone's trying to rob me, I don't want to let him in the house. Is what I'm saying. Like they worm their way in, they're gonna work people over, and then all you know before you know it, I just don't want it to get too far before we know. Because I mean,
that's why you go to these classes for. And if you don't, and if the classes aren't good, you put it. You read it in there because I did one with Paul that 1 year and saying this guy he didn't tell us anything. All he wanted us to do was buy his product.
Yeah,
and
that's where it's going to get some competitive.
Yeah,
competitive prices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's, this gentleman is not here about the pricing.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
But okay.
That,
all right. Sorry, I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to be a downer.
I have no problem with the quotes. I'm just not everybody understands what would happen. This gentleman is here to do that. Especially because some of the software involved does involve our existing copier agreement. So that's why
what do they mean? Because you can connect to any computer system. If their copier doesn't.
I'm not saying it connects to the system. That is why the gentleman needs to be here to explain what needs to be involved for the records management end of things.
I imagine that we're re-renting. I think we rent this copier, right?
We lease it, yes.
We lease with this the copier. Town.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what that bill was a month.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, no.
It's $150 a month.
Okay, all right. That's around a fair range.
But if the machine goes down or something, they come out.
Emergency services are important. But the fact that the town, so it does sound like if they're saying no without even considering, I agree with you completely that they need to know more about what it involves.
Well, right now, the only reason they're saying no is because they got things in the contract that they don't really want.
Yeah.
I just think you should get some more quotes because that's always good.
Yeah.
Well, no. More quotes you get, the better.
It might be that I've never paid directly to have this exact system set up or whatever, you know, like.
Usually, if you get four or five quotes, you always throw out the lowest one, and you always throw out the highest one.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then go with your instincts on the other three or whatever, who you like, or who seem to be the most agreeable to work. Because they're going to be here, you know, whenever there's an issue and stuff, too. So that is important also.
All right. Okay. Let's see. Budget workshop.
Oh, I think 20 you have some
canceled. Well, I'm gonna have something. And 227 for new key bank.
New business. We're still on new business, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
I had a couple questions.
Okay. Anything on there other for new business?
Yeah.
Okay. We talked about this the other night. Did we ever get that trailer park? Things that I know we talked about it. I thought it was all in the bag, but I've got phone calls, but no, it's not. How do we find that out? Didn't the planning board do something like that?
Local law for the municipal,
yeah, or for where we had to
manufacture.
Did we get it approved by the planning board?
I thought it was all done, packed up.
The planning board person said no, we didn't.
Well,
I want to ask Kevin. I want to find out.
Steve, we thought we had you still there? Bag.
Sure am.
Okay.
Did we finish
the agreement on?
He doesn't know that he wasn't here then, I don't think. When did we do that? A couple of years ago.
I helped draft, and I was involved in the discussions over the mobile home trailer park thing. My understanding, it was drafted, and I believe it's in effect, but I will have to confirm. And honestly, I'm actually kind of concerned of how do I confirm that, don't I?
That's a big question.
Go through them. I guess I can go through the minutes and see if there's anything missing, but I believe that. Didn't we have to have, we did the public hearing on it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we did the public hearing. We voted on it.
Right.
I think it's in effect.
I think it's gone into effect.
Okay, all right. I just want to be sure.
Because Melanie called me,
yes,
all uptight because it was going in.
Yep, and she sent a head full up to talk to you.
Oh my gosh. I think that at that time it was all set done. Okay. Yeah, well, worth looking into that, right. I guess.
You have other items, Jackie?
How do we get another handicap parking sign out front?
Basically, you got to talk to the state or county.
Oh, there's only one right
state.
Now.
Yeah,
oh, one. Yeah, we should.
State highway.
All right. Just call the highway people and ask them.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, they're going to send you to the county. So.
No, this is state highway.
Yeah.
So
yeah. But I mean, county's the one doing all the printing.
Printing for what?
Oh, for the signs. Itself,
yeah. And signs
are, you got to get the markings first before you can get the signs.
Well, we never had any markings. We got the one sign.
Put them in.
we got the one sign.
Yeah, says, but you can't put the sign until you've got
there is no marking.
There is no markings on the ground.
It's designated for handicapped parking.
I understand that. The state should have put that in there, but they didn't.
Yeah.
But we still have a sign that says
already
that says handicapped parking. Right. And a lot of people don't park in that area because of that.
We also need fire lane signs out front.
Yeah.
Do you have fire lane?
We do not.
I never even noticed that we didn't have that.
And that night that the gentleman fell out here, the ambulance had to park in the street because everybody was parked out front.
And the parking is definitely a problem.
Oh yeah. Especially during the town board meetings.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're going to fix the corner here as a parking lot. Right, Mayor?
That's on the agenda too. Cool.
Yeah, right. That's what it's all about.
Yep.
We hope to get it.
All right.
Once we get that, then they'll probably give us more handicap parking out here, but we're limited from ground to
I talked to the guy, the insurance company. And I said, what I want to do is where they got those blocks, the blocks there.
Yeah.
But in that section is have a parking, but it, instead of this way, have it at an angle. So you can park and then back out and go that way.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. They have a lot of room there. And
there's many people. I figure we could put 4 or 5 cars right there.
On his property, though.
No, well.
On the other side of the sidewalk, you're saying?
Do you know where the blocks are?
Yeah, yeah, and they kind of sit back.
Yeah, well, on this side of the blocks. I already talked to him, and I said, with that grant that we were talking about, we could fix all that.
We did not get that grant.
We didn't get that grant? Okay.
That was confirmed yesterday.
But you're looking at on their property or not?
Well, some of it might be on their property. Yeah, because they own.
They have to be willing to
slid the block back out of courtesy.
I'm not too worried about that because I know sometimes they get upset because they go by and there's 15, 20 cars just, you know. But I don't think they're going to say too much.
The diagonal spots are always better.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the most of Main Street is too narrow for that, but that section, there is a little more room to work with.
And then
if we slid the blocks back.
Then I also said, we're not going to slide the blocks. The blocks are going to be right where they are.
All right.
And what I said was, if we do that, we'll be responsible to keep that open.
But then, the spots would be like, and they would be connected to their lot, though, right?
That's their.
So then, it'd be like insurance. Then it'd be an insurance issue.
No, you're talking way crazy.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because it's private property.
And no, it's not.
If somebody was parking to go up to the village hall and then hurt themselves, saying from their perspective, currently, they might not want to do it.
Currently, the agreement is if we need extra parking and it's after hours, I can call.
If you walk from there up to here and you slip on the sidewalk, you're going to sue the town anyways.
The town, yeah.
Or the village.
Well, mostly. But what if you fall right in the parking lot?
But see,
and who's going to take care of that part of the parking lot?
Well, I didn't you just hear me?
Oh, well, I might have missed that part. Like, as
what
as
I said was removal. From the blocks back, we will maintain that.
Okay. All right.
So not their parking lot. But that little
I gotta take a closer look when I go by. But yeah, no, if they're cool with it, and more parking is always a nice thing, right?
Yeah, because parking is
especially, yeah, there's not much out there. So I walk down just because, I don't want to take up a spot from somebody,
of course,
or whatever.
Of course, some of the guys that go to the meetings on Thursday, they park in the library and walk down.
Oh, yeah, because they're. At that time of night, I don't think there's much going on at the library normally. So they got those
issues. Eliminated once we get the Mill Street corner parking lot finished up. So
no, awesome, right. Awesome.
It'll help.
Cool.
Let's pay some bills.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right. Our dates to remember: February 22nd is the CART meeting at 6:30, and that's here.
Yep.
All right. March 9, quarterly joint meeting at 7:15 is our monthly March meeting, and then March 21st is election day, noon to 9. All right, payment of bills.
Okay, general account vouchers, 140 to 153, an amount of $12,104.99.
Okay, I make a motion to pay them.
1 second.
I second it.
Go ahead.
Sewer fund vouchers, 121 to 126, at the amount of $14,638.25.
I make a motion that we approve those bills.
Can you all second it?
TNA.
Okay. I got confused with a C in front of it. TNA account vouchers, 100 to 110, an amount of $3,821.58. No, he had to correct it.
Yeah,
we'll
make a motion to pay those vouchers.
$3,821.58.
Okay.
I second that motion.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I second that motion. See my boy before he goes to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.